grateful for the hugs I can share, haunted by the ones I can't. I'm at the stage of pandemic life when I am still counting the hugs. The first time I invited a good friend, not just over to but into my house, post-vaccination sans mask, I couldn't even wait until she walked up to my door. I ran outside to greet her, and we tackle-hugged each other in the driveway. We both held on tight, the otherworldly buzz of 1,000 cicadas in our ears, as we took turns exclaiming how good it was to see each other. We hadn't hung out in person since January 2020, and of course I was looking forward to talking, sharing a meal, catching up on all her news. But somehow I'd forgotten that before any of that happened, I would also get to hug her. It was my first hug from a friend in more than a year, and a reminder of just how comforting a good hug can be. I've been a hugger since middle school, when my friends and I would run up to one another in the halls between classes and embrace as though we hadn't seen one another the day before and wouldn't see one another again at lunch. In high school, I volunteered at a Girl Scouts camp every summer, and at the end of each session, many of our campers would seek us out to say goodbye. My fellow counselors and I would typically offer them a choice: hug, handshake, or high five. Most of the kids would choose a hug, but there were always at least a few who would opt for a high five, some slapping hard enough to make my hand sting a little, or a handshake, at times delivered so solemnly I felt like we were going into business together. I always appreciated this ritual, especially the individual ask, but because it allowed me to think about and honor each camper's wishes. As I venture out from my pandemic bubble, I hope to bring the same kind of intentionality to every much-anticipated reunion.